USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Members of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee debating articles of impeachment against President Trump and holding a rare evening hearing last evening where Wisconsin Republican Jim Sensenbrenner called it the weakest impeachment case in history.
Unlike the Nixon and Clinton impeachment, there is no crime that is alleged to have been committed by the President of the United States. There are policy differences.
Democrats accused Trump of abusing power and obstructing Congress in the Ukraine scandal. Voters in the UK are going to the polls today. Parliamentary elections pit Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party against Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party. The last Fed policy meeting of the year ends with no change in interest rates. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Federal lawmakers again under pressure to strike a deal to avoid another government shutdown. The deadline this time, December 21st. During any federal shutdown, members of Congress and the president still get their paychecks, but back pay for furloughed workers is usually then paid back after the shutdown ends. And the last shutdown lasted a grueling 35 days. President Trump uses a White House Hanukkah celebration to sign an executive order, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mr. Trump had a message to universities that if they want to accept the tremendous federal dollars they receive every year, they must reject anti-Semitism. He also made a pledge to celebrate the Jewish people.
Across our country, Jewish Americans strengthen, sustain, and inspire our nation. As president, I will always celebrate and honor the Jewish people, and I will always stand with our treasured friend and ally, the State of Israel. That I can tell you.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The CBS show Survivor has been on for nearly 40 seasons now, but it's the first time a contestant's been kicked off the island after accusations of inappropriate touching and behavior. Dan Spilo was dropped from the CBS Survivor Island of the Idols on Wednesday night's episode after some sort of off-camera incident. The exact nature of it not revealed. The 49-year-old L.A. talent manager had been accused, though, of inappropriate touching, forcing producers to intervene and hold a meeting about personal boundaries. Ancient cave art that was recently discovered in Indonesia is believed to be the oldest art ever created by humans. A team of archaeologists from Australia found the ancient painting in a limestone cave on an island. It's said to be about 44,000 years old. And New York City likes to hog the spotlight when it comes to New Year's Eve. And last evening, the New Year's Eve numbers that will make up the 2020 sign were unveiled in Times Square. The entertainment president, Jeffrey Strauss, said they've been getting ready all year for this.
The ball starts it all off when it raises at 6 p.m. Every hour, we practice hourly countdowns. And in between the hours, we have musical performances from Univision, ABC, NBC, Fox.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.